Okay. We're all familiar with the Medrash that Hashem offered the Torah to the whole world, and the only one who accepted it is the Bnei Yisrael, right? They said, Nasa v'nishma. Hashem went to Esav. Esav said, Ma kosev be, what's written in the Torah? Hashem said, Loi sirtzach, don't kill. They said, we can't live without killing. So they rejected it. They went to Yishmael, what does it say in it? Loi signaiv, don't steal, we can't live without stealing. They rejected it. So first of all, I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, the Rashiv of Neri Shrol, Zeichot Tzadik Levracha. So we always think that they rejected the Torah when they heard the answer, Loi sirtzach or Loi signaiv. And they didn't like that. They rejected it. He said they rejected the Torah when they asked the question, Ma kosev be, what is written in the Torah? That itself was a rejection because it means what's written there. Let me analyze it. Let me think. Does it work? Does it not work? Does it make sense? Do I agree? Do I not agree? So that itself is a rejection of the Torah. Bnei Yisrael said, Nasa, we will do whatever Hashem says. That's the way to be Kabbalah the Torah. So this is the normal, simple way that we understand what happened. I heard a shir from, it's an eschus of my Rebbetzin. She's a big chassid of Rabbi Ephraim Waxman Shlita. And she likes to listen to, before Yontif, to hear his tapes. So I got the assignment to listen to the tape, and I heard a very nice thing. Rabbi Waxman said over in the name of Rabbi Itzel Petterberger. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, a very great gadol, a very big tzaddik. He says a new idea in what the Umis Olam said to Hashem. It's not that Esav or Yishmael didn't want to accept the Torah. I mean, the Torah was, and they knew it, the Torah was such a powerful thing, and, you know, the Maimed Har Sinai was the most awesome event that happened in the history of the world. And they wanted the Torah and all the secrets that are in the Torah, the whole Bria, everything that Hashem created, all the secrets. For a great person who knows the Torah deeply and well, he knows Kabbalah. He knows all these great secrets that the hafochba the kulaba, it says in Pirkei Avos. Delve into the Torah, because everything is in the Torah. So the goyim knew this also. They wanted to accept the Torah. When they said leisirtzach and leisignaiv, what they meant to say is, we have a natiya. Our nature is to kill, to steal. So, and we're gonna accept the Torah. That means we have to stop it. That means we're gonna have a constant fight, a mochama with our yetzer hara, who will want us to do these bad things. That's what we don't want. We don't want to have the struggle. If you take away the yetzer hara from us, that we won't want to kill or steal. So that, fine, it's a beautiful Torah. We want to do it, but we know we're going to have a struggle. We don't want to struggle. That's what they rejected. And the Bnei Yisrael, and we'll soon hear the language of Rav Itzel Petterberger, how he says it. But the idea is that the Bnei Yisrael said, no, we know we're going to struggle. We were all created with a yetzer hara. We know there's going to be challenges, we're going to have to struggle, but we accept that. We know that because of that, when we achieve, when we beat the Yetzirah, and we'll feel tremendous of our achievements, we accept the struggle. So I was just thinking that we all know we stay up, Shuas, the men stay up. I heard some ladies say Tillim, they stay up a whole night also. But usually it's the men who stay up. And we're learning. And it's not easy to go to, you know, some women say big deal. It only comes out till you finish the meal. And so it's like 4 hours. What's the big thing? Lamaisi's at, 3:30 in the morning, and you're supposed to be learning, and, you know, your eyelids are closing. You want to really be in bed. It's a struggle. So the simple pshat is that the Bnei Yisrael went to sleep the night before Kabbalah HaTorah, and that was considered something wrong. How could you go to sleep? You know what you're getting tomorrow morning, the Ketorah, and you go to sleep the night before. So to fix that chet, which the Bnei Yisrael did, so we stay up. I learned in Tells in Cleveland, and they're very misudar. Everything has to be exactly, they say, over the Maril, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Leib Bloch, who was the Reshiv of Tells. So the Goyim used to set their clocks. When he walked out of the house in the morning, let's say 6 a.m., they knew he would walk out exactly every day. Super Yekis. They would set their clocks, right? But and he, they say he used to take a nap every day in the middle of the day. Let's say it's 1 to 1:30. And he took it no matter what. His daughter was getting married. Didn't make a difference. Came 1 o'clock. That's his nap time. Went to sleep to 1:30. There was a levaya of a relative that came out at that time. Doesn't matter. He had a seder. 1 to 1:30, he went to sleep.
So it's a mitzvah for him?
Sorry?
For him, it's a mitzvah.
For what?
For this guy who's sleeping all the time and you're going to go
That to them, that a person has to be mesudar. That if you make an exception for this and for that, then you're not mesudar. Then they held that seder is a very important thing. So the Bnei Yisrael, according to this explanation, they were also very mesudar. We go to sleep every night at this time. Tomorrow's the Torah. Yeah, but we have to go to sleep. That was their mistake. Because the only exception. One exception that you should make is when you're getting the Torah. That's the most important event that happened in the world. For that, you should be up a whole night waiting for the Torah to be given. But otherwise, you have to sleep at the right time every day. This
what
is how.
What?
I think I went to sleep also every day. Whatever. That's how it worked out. Okay. So, but what I wanted to say is that the reason we stay up, according to what Rav Itzel Petterberger told us, that Nasev and Nishma means that we're accepting the Torah, even though it's hard, even though there's a struggle, that's what we want to show the night of Shavuos. We want to show that even though it's a struggle, it's not easy to stay up a whole night and learn and not fall asleep. That your eyelid starts drooping and you're starting to fall asleep. You got to catch yourself. You got to struggle. That's what we want to show. That that's part of Kabbalah Sotira. Part of Kabbalah Sotira is the struggle. My son-in-law told me over that he has a Rebbe, Reb Chaim Minshlita. So somebody asked Reb Chaim Minshlita, he says, it comes out, a lot of, they make a joke, I heard in Lakewood, people, they go to sleep in the morning after staying up a whole night. So some people, they go to sleep Shavuos in the morning after staying up. They don't get up till Rosh Chodesh Elul. And as they saw, they're knocked out from the staying up all night. So this Bacher asked, I made a cheshbon that if I don't stay up, if I go to sleep regular, I'll come out learning more. Because like this, you're tired, and you go to sleep during the day, and you're exhausted, and you're jet-lagged, and you come out, it would be better if you would learn regular, you could learn much more, you're not tired. So Reb Chaim said, no, even though you would learn more hours, but there's an inyan, this is what we spoke about, there's an inyan to show Mesiras Nefesh, you're struggling, that's part of Kabbalah Satara. The Lushan, the language that Rav Itzel Petterberger uses is Klolei Shel Davar, this is the rule. Lochein Neida, we should know. Shekol Sugye Hafrois, all kinds of interruptions. Now he's speaking specifically for a person who's learning. And you're supposed to learn Ritzufim. Ritzufim means a constant Without interruption. You have to learn straight. So there's all kind. A person is busy. He has this interruption and that interruption. And a person has to say, I'll do it later. Right now is my time to learn Torah. So he says, a person has to know any type of interruption. Bein al yedei tchunasai, whether it is your nature, because of your nature. Bein hafroiz hasoivel bepoil, or sometimes there's outside things happen. Right? Hakoil hu priya yetzahara. This is all the fruits of the yetzahara. Asher nosan loy hakoyach, Hashem gave the Yetzer the power, hazed, this power, lamoy bederech adam, to stand in the way of a person. A person wants to do a mitzvah, and the one who's going to stop him is the Yetzer Hara, who's going to try to stop him. Because we know the way Hashem set up the world, that there's koach hakedusha, there's the power of holiness, and against that is koach hatumah, is the power of Tumah. A person gets reward if he goes to the side of Kedusha and against the side of Tumah. That's what he gets the reward working in this world. V'adam tzarech ligbor b'koyach. A person has to strengthen himself with strength. Al kol hamoinim, on all the things that try to be moneya, to try to prevent him from learning or doing mitzvahs. And this is the difference between the Jews and the Goyim, Be'inyan Kabbalas HaTorah, concerning the receiving of the Torah. Ki Amru, the Goyim said, Anachnu Muchanim LeKabbalas HaTorah. This is different than the regular way to understand this. We think, they said, no, we don't want the Torah. They said, no, we want this beautiful Torah. Avo b'li yetzahara. We don't want to fight. Shaloi yielanu shumoineya. We don't want to have an opposing force that's going to try to stop us. Ki ma lanu l'mechamet tamid. What do we need the whole time fighting against? That's what we don't want. But Yisrael was different. And this is the words of Rav Itzel Petterberger, which Rabbi Waxman repeated many times in this shmuz that he gave. Al das kain, v'al menas kain. When we said nasa v'nishma, we accepted the Torah on this condition and with this knowledge. Al das kol amenias, knowing that we're going to have all kinds of, the Yetzer is going to put in our way all kinds of blocks and try to prevent us. Ki balnu es haTorah, we accepted the Torah, knowing beforehand that the Yetzer is going to try to prevent us, and yet we are rising up to the challenge. And he says it's not a Torah that fits, you know, I'll learn now, oh, I have an hour, it fits in my schedule. That's not, or I'll do this mitzvah because I have time now for the mitzvah. Let's say a woman says every day that there's a daily Tehillim to be said. Oh, today I have time, I'll say it. Tomorrow I'm busy, I don't have time. It doesn't fit in my schedule. No, a person, I have to do this every day. Some days it's going to be easier for me to do it, and some days it's going to be harder for me to do it, but I have to do it. He said that he had the schus to, I had the schus to see Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, his father, Yibolo Beit Chaim L'Chaim, the stipler Rav. So what was his background? He went to the Russian army. He says, a boy today, let's say, going to the American army. So it's dangerous. You have, in Eretz Yisrael, you have Nachal. They have, right, they have a religious, Nachal Haredi. I heard from different people, it's a big nisayon, the Nachal Haredi, that they stay from. Somebody was telling me, you know, in the army you have all kinds of heterim to carry a gun on Shabbos and to, but you know, the person begins, once you do that, you Shabbos becomes not so chashiv. You're allowed to fill up your truck with gas. because you're going to need it on Shabbos. So the guy says, well, I'm in the gas station. I'll buy a chocolate bar, a kosher from the Badatz chocolate bar. It's Shabbos. Well, I'm filling up my gas, so what's the difference if I give him some change? So in other words, in the Nachal Charedi, there's big sakana that a person, Chas v'Sholom, will go off the derech. So the Stipler, who became the Gadol Ador, right? He was in the Russian army, which was much bigger than the Soyom, than Nachal Charedi or the American army. To stay from, not just to stay from, but become the Gadol Ador. So he went through difficulty. He went through many nisyonos, but he overcame it. And if he overcomes all kinds of challenges, that's how great he rose. Avraham Avinu, when he went to the Akedah, so it says the Yetzirah tried to stop him. The Yetzirah knew how great it is to pass the Nisoyon of giving up your child for the Akedah. So it says he the Yetzirah made like a river, and Avraham Avinu had to go through the river. He could have drowned in the river. Yetzirah put blockages in his way that he shouldn't do the Akedah. So he said a very nice statement, Rabbi Waxman. A Yid is not afraid of Nisyonos. A Yid welcomes Nisyonos. That's the difference. Chas v'Shalom, if a person wants to receive the Torah the way the Goyim wanted to receive it, it's I want it without challenge, without fighting. I want to have it easy. He said over that he was in Eretz Yisrael recently and in Shemitah, and you have their farmers who are big businessmen. They work with hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he spoke to one farmer, and he said, "Did you see Hashem's bracha in the sixth year? Hashem says, I'm going to give you a bracha that you'll be able to survive the Shemitah." So he said, "Actually, I had one problem after the other. I had greenhouses, and the greenhouses, something happened, and they got destroyed." "Oh, so you had insurance for that?" He said, "No, I didn't take insurance, because I felt that if I take insurance, I don't have faith in Hashem. Hashem told me everything's going to be good, so I didn't take insurance. And then I had my product finished and ready to go to the market, and $500,000 worth of produce, and they were spraying poison, insecticide, and they were supposed to spray it on the next field from the other guy, and they sprayed it on my field. I lost $500,000. So he said, "For that, for sure you had insurance." So he said, "No." He said, "I had insurance, but there's two companies that are doing the spraying. Each company says that it was the airplane of the other company that did it. It's going to be a fight now in the courts for years and years. Right now, I lost $500,000. All my produce I had to throw away. And finally, I sent something to Europe. This is all in the sixth year that I'm going to get a bracha and the guy I sold it to went bankrupt." So he one problem after the other. "So what are you doing now?" He said, I moved to buy it for gun, and I'm learning in a kolel." He said, maybe that was the bracha that he was supposed to say. But he said, why? Because he didn't want to be near the field, and he'll start thinking about the field, and he'll start, "Hashem did this bad to me and this bad to me." So these are the Jews who keep the Shemitah where it's hard. They're going through tremendous nisyonos, and yet they do the mitzvah. This is what Yiddishkeit is all about. And he said that the Yetzer Hara, every person has a tailor-made Yetzer Hara. And there's the Yetzer Hara that one person might have, the other person doesn't have. They have their own Yetzer Hara. And he gave from Rav Zeidel Epstein Zitzal. He was a mashgiach in Rav Scheinberg's yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Zeidel Epstein, he has children in Muncie and Lakewood. Rav Zeidel Epstein said, you have two, this is a mashal about two boys learning. And you can make the mashal about doing mitzvahs, but we'll give the mashal in learning. We know that there's two ways that people learn. One way is you learn deep, you go through all the questions and answers. And the other is you learn like superficial, but you learn a lot. So it's either a little bit deep or a lot superficial. So one boy, he learned three lines a whole day, but he went deep into the Rambam and the Ramban and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivis and the Ksais, and he said his own Chedushim. And anyway, he was very happy with himself. At the end of the day, the Yetzer Hara came over to him and he said, "Nu, Yankel, what did you finish?" He said, "I learned three lines, but I learned it deep." And he said, "Three lines?" The other boy on the other side of the Beis Medrash, he learned five Dafim today. He learned five Dafim Gemara Rashi. He says, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik had a son, Rab Velvel. They asked Rab Chaim, "What's so great about Rab Velvel?" So he answered, "Oh, Rab Velvel, when he was 16 years old, he knew the whole Shas Gemara Rashi. He knew the whole Shas Baal Peh." So he said, "You see, that to become a Gadol, you have to know a lot." So he says, "What did you do? You learned three lines. You're never going to be anything big." So this boy, instead of feeling good about himself, what he accomplished that day, he feels the Yetzer Hara got him. His father calls him up. "How's yeshiva? The food's not good. The bed's not good." He said, "Aren't you learning good? You're, I'm learning." You know, he's already dejected. He goes to the other boy. He finished off this boy. He goes to the other boy. "What'd you learn today?" "Five Dafim I learned." "Five Dafim. Did you learn it with any, do you know this commentary?" "No, I don't know that. I just learned." "You didn't even learn with Tosfos, just Gemara, Rashi." He says, "What's going to become of you? That's, you'll become an Amo Aretz if you don't know it, what it really means." And he says, "Rab Chaim said about his son, Rab Velvel Brisker, you know why he's so great? Because he was able to think of one question for 3 days." So to him, he just does just the opposite. This boy should feel good. He accomplished five duff in one day. And he makes him feel bad that to each one, the Yetzer Hara blocks that person. He knows what's going to get that person depressed, upset. What am I accomplishing? What am I doing? What, my mitzvahs are no good. And he's going to make you feel dejected. That's the job of the Yetzer Hara. And our job is to rise to the challenge. And that he said, that's what we know. It says, "Im b'chukos teleichu." So Rashi says, "Shetiyu amelim b'tara." You have to work in Torah. He said, in business, it's possible that you should become rich without working. You made a good deal. And in one day, a lot of times, you lose your money. But sometimes, in 10 minutes, you could become a multimillionaire from a good deal that you were just, Hashem made a fortune. He said, by Torah, there's no such thing that you become overnight, the whole Torah. You have to put the hours in, you have to put the amelim, you have to work. He said over, there's a famous story, that the Netziv was the grandfather of Rab Chaim Brisker, from Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. So Rab Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, he told his grandson, make a bracha on this Esrik. So the Rab Chaim Brisker had questions whether he's allowed to, he's not. I think it was Shemitah. He had questions. So his grandfather, so in the middle, he goes to sleep. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, gets a knock on the door. Your grandfather wants you to come. He gets dressed right away, runs to his grandfather, and he sees a bunch of svarim on the table. And his grandfather said, "I went through the whole thing, and I came out that 100% you're allowed to use this esrog and make a bracha." So, and let me tell you how I came to that conclusion. He starts explaining. So Rab Chaim said, wait, I didn't make Birchas HaTorah yet. I just got up. I didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Let me, because I think I have some questions on what you're saying." He made Birchas HaTorah. They discussed it. Fine. A few minutes later, he comes back to his grandfather, and he sees he's crying. So he said, "Zevi, why are you crying?" He said, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you didn't make Birchas HaTorah. They say about you, you're going to be the next Gadol HaDor. What kind of generation are we having that the person who's going to be the great one of the generation, at 4 a.m., you didn't yet make Birchas HaTorah. And as you were sleeping till 4 o'clock. So the Netziv looked at his grandson, Reb Chaim. It says when Reb Chaim Soloveitchik used to think about something in learning, his mind, his brain was so heated that he had to go to a cold pillar and cool it off from the concentration. He could sit for hours on one subject thinking over. He was so deep. But to his grandfather, his amelus in Torah was weak because at 4 a.m. you weren't up yet. You didn't say the Birchas HaTorah yet. And the generation before the Netziv looked at him. The Chazon Ish said, the people asked him, why do we see great people in the last generation and not growing up now in this generation? So the Chazon Ish said, it's not because their minds are not as good. They had great minds today also. The thing that is the amelus, the work, the hard work, that has gone down. So he said, so I was thinking, you know, I think they call New Orleans, they call it, I think it's called the Big Easy. New Orleans is easy. That the whole environment of the life we live, where Rabbi Waxman spoke about it, the whole technology that everything is to make life easy, easier and easier and easier. I remember Rabbi Tursky once said they went into a store, there were two televisions. So one cost $300 more than the other. So he said, what's the reason? Oh, because that one, if you press it, it takes only 3 seconds to warm up. Now, what about the other one? Oh, the other one takes 6 seconds to warm until you see the picture. Today already, probably you just touch it, it goes on immediately. But so because of those 3 seconds difference, you had to pay $300 more because everything is instant. We have to have instant, easy, comfort. You know, soon there's going to come a time where you don't even have to push a button. You're just thinking. You want the light on. So your brain waves will go to the switch and turn on the light. So that's our whole culture, is to make life easy. In this culture, we have to be ready, and that's how you're mekabel the Torah. That a person knows that Torah al menas kein val das kein. That's why we Jews accepted the Torah, that even if it's going to be tough and if it's not going to be easy, discomfort. And he said this is by everything. Let's say benching. So a person could bench, you know, a mile a minute without thinking what the words mean, or you wash the. I mean, women's minig is not to do it, but men, you first machronim, you get a sitter, you look into the sitter, you don't do it by heart, you think the kavana, what the words mean. So both people did the mitzvah. One did it with a melis, one did it. So you could think of every mitzvah the same. You could think there's a harder way to do it, but that's the challenge. And if a person overcomes his laziness and his desire to have everything easy, and you put effort, that makes a person feel good when they did the mitzvah in the best way possible with difficulty. That brings to a person tremendous simcha. He brought from the Meshech Chochma that the brachas that we get if we're a melim, it says im bechukaisa telechu. It starts with an aleph. And the last word of the bracha in Parshas Bechukosai is kaimemius. It ends with a tof. We your zocha to nasati gishmechem beitam. I'm going to give you your rain at the right time. Not miracles will happen, but if you give the work to Hashem, amelim batorah, so Hashem will bederech hateva, aleph to tof, in a straight way, He will make the rains come at the right time. He'll do it. You'll live a life of security in going from Aleph to Tav without miracles. He says, unfortunately, segulois are beautiful things. A person does this, it's a segula for that. You wear a red band around your thing, it's a segula for that, whatever. There's all, he says, a lot of our Yiddish guy today is segulois. Segulois means I get this thing by not having to work hard for it, but I have some segula, and that that gets, he says, segula is a very nice thing. But not that our whole Yiddishkeit is based on schoolers. Our Yiddishkeit has to be based on hard work, and then Hashem, without segulois, will give us the bracha from Aleph to Tav. We say, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani. Hashem, why do you forsake? People say they don't feel Hashem. They don't feel godliness. What does Keili stand for? Aleph and Lamed and Yud. It stands for Adam, Aleph, La'amol, Yulad, a pasuk. A person was made in this world to work. And that's what the word amol, the letters changed around, is olam. The olam, this world is amol, is work. And if chasham, a person doesn't work, you want to have everything Judaism, easy Judaism. So then, keili, keili, lama zaftani. God, why did you forsake me? Why don't I feel close to Hashem? Because you didn't put the work in. If you put the work in, then you feel Hashem. Aleph Lamed Yud, Adam La'amal Yulad. You're coming at the end.
I know. You know what? Couldn't park. Parking problems.
Okay.
I was early today.
Okay. So we should be Zocha.
Okay.
We should be Zocha that we should be able to have a Melus in everything that we do. And we should enjoy it. We should know that when it's tough and when it's hard, that that is what brings us the Hashem in our Yiddishkeit. We said, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtana. The word Keili, Aleph Lamed Yud, stands for Adam La'amol Yulad. So if a person takes away the Amelus, a person wants, like I said, from New Orleans, the Big Easy. We want comfort and easy. Everything should be easy.
Instant
gratification. You want to take out the amelus, then the person feels, I don't feel Hashem. The only way you can feel Hashem is by working hard at something. So we should have amelus in davening, amelus bein adam l'chaveroi. Every mitzvah that we do, if we do it not just to be yotze, do it perfunctory, do it easy, but put the thought into it, kavana, and work, that brings us to Hashem. That then we begin to feel Hashem in all the mitzvahs that we do, and we should be zoicha, all of us, to work hard in Torah mitzvahs, and we be zoicha to feel Hashem in our everyday lives.